You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in James Hamm of the Insiders, our insider here also with the Kings beat. Hammer, it's awfully quiet, man. Is it over? Is free agency over for the Sacramento Kings? And to be fair to the Kings and to be fair to Scott Perry and B.J. Armstrong in this front office, it's quiet around the league. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Ayton signed with the Los Angeles Lakers, but it is pretty quiet. It's for only being the third day of free agency, it's awfully quiet.
Yeah, I think part of this is due to the aprons and the salary constrictions that have been put on the league, and so many teams, you know, either you're trying to rein it in and fix it, or you're going, okay, we're done, there's nothing we can do, we're just gonna go way above the apron and see what happens. So I think we're in a weird place with the league right now, especially when it came out, what was it, today or this morning or last night, that the league expects the salary cap to only go up 7% next year, yeah, as opposed to 10%. It's actually pretty substantial when you consider that you give all of your own free agents 8% raises every year. And so you're actually going to lose value on most of those deals. I think this is kind of like the calm. But I think it's going to be the calm before the storm, because we're going to know who and what this Kings team is more by Sunday when the moratorium lifts, because they still have time to finagle these, whatever it is that they're going to do or they're going to try to do, into like the Dennis Schroeder signing, because that deal isn't done until this weekend. It's not over and done with. So there is still, you know, potential to maybe use your Kevin Huerter like traded player exception, or use, you know, like your mid level in a different way. There's a lot of things that could happen between now and Sunday. I'm just not sure that I believe anything is going to happen. Mm.
Do you look at this front office as kind of being okay with that? You know, they're okay kind of slow playing this off season and weren't necessarily looking to make big splashes, or is this inability potentially to make moves something that may be frustrating them or something they didn't anticipate?
Yeah, I think that they've been stymied a little bit here. You know, I think that there are players on their roster that are not just like easily tradable. There are players on this roster that you would think should be tradable that other teams just haven't found the value in. And I think a lot of times in order to make one of these deals that we're talking about, you got to just start throwing in the salary cap. I mean, throwing in the draft picks. And I'm not sure that the Kings are willing to do that either at this point, because let's be honest, if the season were to start today, is this team better than it was last year? Is it worse than it was last year? I think that you're in a tough spot, especially in a Western Conference where the Houston Rockets just became a superstar team the Denver Nuggets like just punched back like nobody's business and rebuilt a roster in an incredible way. And they just keep adding, and everyone's sitting there going like, oh my gosh, look at this. I mean, when you go into an offseason, you add Cam Johnson and you add, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. and you add Bruce Brown and you start filling out that roster again. Maybe you get Russell Westbrook back. Like a lot of these teams loaded up. And so far the Kings haven't made that move to load up. They've at least filled a starting level position, I guess.
You are not a Dennis Schroeder fan, are you? The I guess loud.
Yeah, it's not that I hate Dennis Schroeder. It's that, like, you talk about the head of the snake and all that stuff, and he's not that. Like, and that's not like a knock on him. But you know, when you talk about that type of player, your number one guy who's leading everything, like, they don't bounce around the league like Dennis does. And you know, like, whatever the reason, this is his 10th team in 13 years. So like, when you're trying to establish a culture and build a culture, you know, culture builders, like, let's just like Garrett Temple isn't nearly as good a player as Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder is a good player. I'm not saying he's not, but there's a reason why people like Garrett Temple keep getting contracts at age like 39. It's because when they get somewhere, someone realizes what they are and how much they mean to the value of the franchise without going out on the floor and putting up a bunch of points. And like, again, I don't know why it is that Dennis Schroeder doesn't stick anywhere, but that's, you know, when you're going in and hiring people for a job, one of the things you look at on their resume is how long that they've been in every stop. So you got two different kids applying for the same job and they both have 3 years of employment history, but one of them has worked for one spot for 3 years and one of them has worked for six different employers in 3 years. You typically go with one who's been in one spot the whole time because there's something about that person that made them stick around and there's something about that person that made someone else want to keep them around the entire time. And so, that's just a reality.
Okay, but to be fair, can't I say the same thing about Garrett Temple?
Well, yeah, at age 39. Yeah, sure. You can say the same thing. But how long does he stay in one spot?
Not very long. I feel like a bunch of one-year deals. I love Garrett Temple. I think he brings great things to the table. But he's bounced around. Like, why wouldn't the Kings just have him here?
Garrett?
Yeah. Like, since he was here the first time, just keep him here because he is great. And he is great for the locker room, and he is a culture guy. So just keep him here. But him going from team to team that's not a knock on him, because we know Garrett Temple is great. It's not necessarily a knock on him, just like it shouldn't necessarily be a knock on Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, but the reason why if Garrett Temple moves around now, right? So again, after his time in Sacramento, sure, he's hopped around, but he played for 2 years in New Orleans, played for 2 years in Toronto. Like, Garrett Temple doesn't give you anything on the court. Like, Garrett Temple was a good defensive player at one point in his career. He was, you know, all these things. Like, Dennis Schroeder is still a highly functional NBA player that scores a bunch of points and who dishes out a bunch of assists. So, again, it's rare that you see a player as good as him statistically move from one team to the next to the next to the next. And that's just... You know, again, it's for me, I don't even like put them in the same category, like as far as like leadership and stuff like that. We'll have to see, though. Like, I don't have anything against Dennis Schroeder. And I, to be honest, I haven't met Dennis Schroeder. I don't hear bad things about Dennis Schroeder. But when you look at the career path for a guy that's this good to play for 10 different teams, that's different.
Yeah, but I think part of that is one, I don't want to turn this into something it doesn't need to be, but like we talked, like the Lakers deal, I think is a big reason that Dennis has been on so many teams. He found a spot in Los Angeles. He got some, either his own big head or he got some bad advice from his agent and he didn't take a, a very rich 4-year deal that was offered to him. It's kind of, he's just been kind of chasing ever since. And it's all like, he's always a guy people want. Like, there's never any question, could Dennis Schroeder have a team or could he be in the league? Like, he's a guy that teams want, you know, to come in, and he's serviceable. But he's also at the stage of his career where once you get to like 28, 29, I don't know that you don't get those types of deals. Like, you don't get long-term deals. And so it becomes, you know, a two with an option or a team option or just a two. And in the second year, we're not where we thought we were. We're going to move, you know, let's start, you know, picking this apart. We can move Dennis and him somewhere and do something else. That's what happened last year. Like, I don't think it really worked for Dennis and Golden State, but it helped them land Jimmy Butler. So, like, it's something that usually winds up working, but I think that's a big reason.
Even to stop before that in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Like, he was, like, it wasn't his fault. They were like, you're actually doing too good of a job for what we want, mm-hmm. what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to move on from you. Like, that ain't have nothing to do with Dennis doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. Not saying that's what you're saying, James, but I'm just saying, like, that didn't have anything to do with anything Dennis did wrong. It was not the situation for how good he was.
No, I get that. I just, and I get he's a stopgap. I get that. Yeah. But what is your option after the stopgap? Like, how long is the stopgap? Because as of right now, you don't have the dude.
Well, that's the real question. Him. Yeah, that's the real question is what's next? And it's probably not just for Dennis, James. It's probably what's next for this entire roster. Because my thing, James, with this group this year has been, I don't care what, like, make the playoffs, go to the first round, go to the second round. Everything's going to be different next year. When Zach LaVine is on an expiring contract and his money coming off the books starts to mean something else, when DeMar DeRozan's year is not fully guaranteed, you've got, you know, the moment of truth with Keon Ellis. We don't know where the Keegan Murray situation is at. You know, you're a year further along in Domas, where there's so much to me that's going to change next offseason versus this offseason. For me, I'm just using the phrase survive and figure it out later. Because there's just not much you can do right now, in my opinion.
No, I mean, that might be where they're at. It's just survive. Just survive and hope that it gets better. But again, you're looking at a guy. I do think Dennis Schroeder was the best point guard available on the free agent market. Like, you look around. I don't think that, you know, he's twice as good as all these other guys because mm-hmm. that's what he got paid as, mm-hmm. which is a bit of a concern as well. I do know that there's that thing out there called the King's tax that you have to pay. But at the same time, you know, when you got both the Jones, like one of them signed a 3-year, $24 million deal, one signed a 1-year, $7 million deal, something like that. D'Angelo Russell signs a 2-year, $13 million deal. The Kings paid good money. And, you know, again, I think my biggest thing is, like, look, if we're going to sit here and we're going to preach culture and what you're trying to build and all that stuff, this just doesn't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Doesn't ring that this is the culture piece that you're bringing in to try to build things. What it does say is you're trying to survive. You're trying to get somebody who can at least start and man the position while you try to survive. And like, look, that's part of this. You got to find homes for some of these guys, but you know, I think it's tough. Like for Kings fans out there, I think it should be tough to look at what they've done so far in free agency. Yeah. I think everyone was so excited coming out of the draft because they had made some savvy moves. And then you get to free agency and the first thing that happens is nothing. And then the second thing that happens is, they might trade Malik Monk for Dennis Schroeder. And the backlash to that was nuts, absolutely crazy by the fan base. And then,
yeah,
by,
I noticed.
You know, then by Tuesday morning, it's like, hey, that's off the table. Mm-hmm. Everyone calm down. That's off the table. We're okay. And it's like, now you're left with, you know, $34 million in point guard that I don't think anyone in Sacramento is sold on. And that's a little bit different.
Maybe added to it too.
Well, I asked Kyle this question the other day. Whose fault is that? Because Scott Perry, Doug Christie, all these guys did not come in and say, we about to revamp everything. Mm-hmm. We about to change everything this offseason. Watch what we do. They didn't say that. So
no, there are people to blame. Kenny, there are plenty of people to blame. They just, either they don't work here or they get off the hook because you can't do anything about them
here. But even then, like, what can you do about the underwhelming start of free agency? Nobody promised you like it was going to be this explosion. Nobody said that. Me and Damian have said, I think you mentioned it as well too, James, on the Insiders. Hey, like we said this man a month ago, like how do they change this whole thing? Like, don't be surprised if it looks a little bit more like last year than you guys are anticipating. And that was just kind of reading the tea leaves. Like, how do you move DeRozan? How do you move LaVine? Can't move Sabonis. What's going on with Monk, Keon, and Devin? I don't know what the market is for them. Now, like, who? You're not moving Keegan. Where was this grand change supposed to happen? Free agent market is kind of bare. So
Across the league. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's no money. I mean, I don't know if you guys caught the Brian Windhorst thing that he said. He said this is the single worst restricted free agent climate in the history that he's ever seen. So, like, Jonathan Kuminga wants, like, $30 million a year. There's no money for him. There are teams that would be like, okay, we'll take a flyer, but he's a base year compensation player. So that, like, really, really constricts what you're doing with him and makes it very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. To actually make a trade with him. The Kings couldn't even do a Kuminga deal as it sits right now with, you know, trading Monk for Kuminga and, you know, him making like 26 to 28 million bucks and you give away Monk. They don't have any money to do that deal. They would be in the first apron to do that deal. So that's where you're sitting here like, how do you get better? And I don't know the answer to how you get better, but I do know that, like, sometimes you have to be aggressive and you have to be aggressive with your draft picks. You got to be aggressive with all kinds of stuff. But yet at the end of the day, you also have to make a realization whether the ownership wants it or not, this team probably has to be blown up before it can move forward. And that's where we're at today, Because if I'm Scott Perry, I'm really leery to give up any of my picks at this point. You give up your picks and you're a bad team, then you're a boob. You're the guy who gave away your picks when you were a bad team. And that's just a tough spot to be in. So, like, I don't know. Like, again, the answer here is to buy a time machine and go back 6 months and not make the franchise crippling move that you did. But even that, I don't know how that would work out in the end either.
Yeah.
I think that's a little.
I don't want to talk about him anymore. I hear you. Like, I hear you. Let me ask you something, Hammer. There was something I was thinking about this morning. What do you think Domas's trade value is in comparison to De'Aaron Fox? Is it now? Obviously, we don't know what De'Aaron's trade value would have been. I have a theory, but more, less, the same. What do you think Domas's trade value would be today?
Well, I mean, as of like where we're at today, after the draft, after the start of free agency, like it's tough to move a $45 million contract right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a tough thing. And even if you did, you're banking on speculative pieces way down the road. Like you're talking about next year's draft pick or the year after or the year after that. And, you know, maybe you get three draft picks for them, three first round picks, but they're going to be spread out over a certain amount of years. So anything you're doing right now would, you know, be like, it would be extremely difficult. I would have liked to have seen what De'Aaron Fox's trade value was this summer. And more than that, like not to belabor the same point, but I would have really liked to seen if you could have just got cooler heads to prevail and played out the rest of the season and then adjust accordingly this offseason. And if you've got to trade Fox, you got to trade Fox. But if you've got to trade other players, at least you're not dealing from a position where you don't have a starting point guard and you have to attack that position like first and foremost, because any good team in the league has a starting point guard.
My theory is it would have been ass.
You don't think he would have been worth anything?
No.
Who's that?
De'Aaron. I don't think the market would have been what people think it is. Like, would it have been better than a Zach LaVine trade? Would it have been better than just an exclusive conversation with San Antonio? Sure, maybe. Would it have been 4 to 5 first-round picks? I don't think it would have been. For reasons, he's a $40 million player too, and I think there are a lot of executives around the league that see what we have often been frustrated with is, yo, it's cool you won the clutch player of the year award, but why does it look like you took the first three quarters off? Why does it feel like you ease into like 85% of the games? And I don't think I know I'm a hater. I get that. That's my label. But I don't think I'm the only one who saw it. In fact, I got it on good authority. I'm not the only one that saw that. So, again, I don't know what his market would have been. I just have a theory. It sure as hell wouldn't be what a lot of Kings fans think it would have been.
I agree with you.
No, I mean,
you would have needed. You would have needed an Orlando. Mm-hmm. You would have needed someone to go, you know what we need to win a championship? De'Aaron Fox. That's what you would have needed, because that would have netted you a massive return.
De'Aaron Fox in 1 year.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't been banged on like a 4-year contract.
Right.
Like, we're going to take what we.
Again, that eliminates draft picks. That eliminates almost all of your draft picks right there.
We talk about it a lot, and I think it is the perfect comparison. You would need somebody to look at Fox the way Toronto looked at Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
And I don't know if that team exists.
I don't know about that. No, because, like, look, you're allowed to sit there. Like, when you have a deal pop up for a player, when you're in the middle of a transaction, you can actually go to the other team. The team can negotiate with the player, and you can figure out whether or not he'd sign an extension there or not. So there is a point where, yeah, some teams he would say no to, but then other teams, again, if San Antonio was off the table, if San Antonio pulled themselves off the table, it would have been a different look. And so that's where you're like, so we can't say it's just, you're not going to get any of the picks and stuff because it's a 1-year rental. No, I agree. There's a good chance San Antonio wouldn't wanted him.
Not after landing the two. I mean, help me. Yeah. I don't know this off the top of my. He's extension eligible. Yeah. Now, yeah. I get the idea of getting through free agency first before doing that deal. Just saying.
No, he hasn't got it yet. No, I get it. But again, this summer.
But I'm a hater.
You would have had plenty of opportunity to make your case that he could stay with you and make more money than anywhere else. And then you wouldn't be scrambling for a point guard. You would be working from a point of just a better situation. Yeah. And that's where I would have just waited. And again, how many shooting guards are on this roster right now? And how much money does this team have tied up in shooting guards at this point? So it's not easy.
A lot and a lot.
Yeah.
A lot and a
many.
Lot.
Many.
Speaking of contract extensions, do you think the Sacramento Kings and Keegan agree to one before the season starts?
I hope so. Like we look at the Jabari Smith Jr. contract, the what was it, 5-year, 122. That's less than $25 million a year. If Keegan got 125 over 5 years, or he got 140, that puts him more like around like $28 million a year. I think that you would have a conversation. I do think it's, you know, it's something of note that Keon, Keegan, and Dennis Schroeder all have the same agent. So at least you're dealing with somebody that you've been on the phone with a whole lot lately, and at least has a working relationship with you and wants to get something done. But I hate saying this, but if I'm Keegan Murray, I kind of want to know what exactly you're going to put around me and what my future looks like. The money is one thing, but like being a successful basketball player and being put in a position to succeed is a different thing. And, you know, like Keegan has a decision here too. His value can continue to crater over the next like 2 years while he, you know, sits there and tells the Kings, no, I don't want to sign an extension if that were the case. You know, at the end of the day, he's got to do what's best for his career as well. And you start a season with the starting lineup that's currently in place, he's a fifth option again. Like if you're Keegan Murray, are you like, yeah, sign me up? You know, I know Keegan doesn't show emotion anyways, but you know, if they keep asking you, hey, are you excited about this? And you're like, yes, I'm very excited to be the fifth option and play all the defense for a team for another season. I don't know that that's where I would be if I were Keegan. So yeah, it's kind of like a tough spot to be in, but I think he'll look at the money and say, I can't not take the money.
Yeah, you have to. Like
you have to take the money.
You sign your rookie extension. Yeah. You can bitch and complain later. You sign your rookie extension and you start working your way to that third contract. That shouldn't even be a question. From a Keegan Murray standpoint, the question from the Sacramento Kings standpoint, that's different. From a Keegan Murray standpoint, I don't think it should be a question. We'll come back. We'll talk more Kings basketball, more of what's going on in free agency, more of what's not going on in free agency. It's James Hamm, our insider from the Insiders with D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. A fiery debate.
It's not fiery.
Regarding Keegan Murray. Speculation from the chat is KC is a Keegan Murray hater.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yep. Send it to social media.
Not at all.
The Dennis Schroeder hater and the Keegan Murray hater, and then I'm the JaVale McGee and DeMar DeRozan hater.
Oh, your list. Wait a second, Hammer. Your list of players you hate is long. JaVale McGee is definitely. No player's name ever discussed James Hamm the way JaVale McGee's. Every time JaVale would do something wrong, I was like, oh, Hammer going to go crazy tomorrow. Hammer.
Luckily, it was every game, so I didn't have to worry about being consistent. Like, he just let it be. Every game, you're like, huh, I can't believe I just saw that.
God forbid I'm actually in the arena when JaVale does something wrong because I normally stand in the same spot. James is on the clear opposite end. JaVale does something. I'm just looking over to see James's reaction.
Sean looks at me every time like, what do you got? I know it's coming. Where is it? Like,
oh man.
No. Yeah. So no, what happened during the break was Keegan Murray was brought up, and I explained my thoughts on Keegan Murray. As much as people think that I'm tough on Keegan or I hate Keegan or anything, Keegan Murray did, for me personally, did perfectly fine last year. I don't know off the top of my head, but he ended up working to get to like 13 points per game, shot relatively decent percentages. I thought Keegan was fine last year. I didn't think he was a problem or anything else like that. I thought everything was fine. Where we don't see eye to eye when talking about myself and James or other Kings fans is their expectations of Keegan are not mine.
Mm-hmm.
They think Keegan can go, given the opportunity, can go to 18, 19 points per game. I don't see that from him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's that type of player. Mm-hmm. Where he's at right now is cool. It's good. It's something that you need on the squad. But James, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but like you feel like he's being hindered. I don't think he's being hindered. I think this is about who he is, maybe one or two more points per game, but I don't see it as if you let him cook and let him be a second option, he gets you that 20 a night. Like, that's not how I view him.
Yeah, like, I don't know what Keegan is going to be as a player. At this point, but I honestly believe that a big reason why Keegan is where he is today as a player, averaging 12 points a game, 12.4 points per game, is about opportunity. And like, you know, again, this isn't every time we get into this discussion, it becomes that I hate DeMar DeRozan, and that's not the case at all.
Nah.
But when you replace a guy who averages 8.9 shot attempts per game and like 2.4 free throw attempts per game and Harrison Barnes with a guy that averages 17 shot attempts per game and 5.6 free throw attempts per game, those shots right there came from somewhere. Those eight shots per game, those are eight opportunities, and then another three possessions, maybe four possessions, where DeMar DeRozan went to the free throw line more than what Harrison Barnes was doing. So those are just possessions. Like, if you're going to give a guy 10 more possessions than the guy he replaced in the starting lineup, then where do those 10 possessions, those 10 shot attempts, those 10 free throws combined, all that stuff, where do they come from? And we got the answer. They come from Keegan Murray. And okay, it made life tough. You know, I would have liked to have seen the Kings invest in the fourth pick in the draft and let him ascend naturally, as players typically do that are drafted that high. And I think he's shown an ability to get better defensively. I think he's shown an ability to improve as a player and improve his body. What we haven't seen is a production on the court increase. And I think as much as it is Keegan's fault.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
For not taking one or two extra shots a game, it's also on his teammates for not trying to bring him along, knowing that he is the future of the franchise, one of the future pieces of the franchise that you hope to build around.
Is there any thought that maybe he is the team's primary defender often? Is there any thought that maybe what Mike wanted him to do at the start of last season, and really perhaps over the last 2 years, in terms of being the team's best defender, being their primary, guarding the primary scorer on the other team, like, it could have that have factored into some of the offensive woes he suffered last year?
Oh no, fully. It fully should have. It does, but it's also part of the same exact problem. Instead of going out and getting a 3-and-D wing, you went out and got a 35-year-old who doesn't play defense and who shoots 17 times a game. So again, if you want to improve your defensive side of the ball, you don't just ask Keegan Murray to do more. You bring in defensive-minded players. That's what you do. And so, like, it's an unbalancing of the roster, an unbalancing of shot distribution, and realistically, an unbalancing of defensive assignments that created a climate where a young player, wasn't able to fully reach his potential. And Keegan may never reach his potential. Mm. Like, and if he does, it might have to be like a Cam Johnson, where he leaves the team that he's on. He goes to a team where he's asked to do more, and he takes off. And then again, he might always be a player who caps out at 15 points per game. But typically, when a player goes from 12 points to 15 points between their first and second season, and goes from being like an average defender to near elite defender in year one to year two, they have more to improve and more to give and more to expansion that they can do on their game, because they've already shown that they're putting in the work and that they understand how to get better. That's like, to have a player take a step back like Keegan did, like, you can blame him some of it for, you know, his personality and for him being not as vocal and stuff like that. But you also have to look at the circumstance he's in, and the circumstance that he was in was a team that was highly successful and then wasn't successful at all. Mm-hmm. And he's running around trying to defend three people every game. So it's tough.
I like Keegan Murray. I think he had a pretty good season last year.
No, you don't.
I think he had a pretty good season. I could be wrong. I don't see what others see. Like, he's got this whole another level to reach. There's a reason why, like, I just don't see it.
Well, I don't know, held back. Like, another, well, the held back thing I have trouble with, but another level, like, I do think he could be a little bit better than he is. I don't know if I'd constitute it as another level. I can absolutely see Keegan as a 17-point-per-game scorer. I don't... You know, 20, upwards of 20, I don't know about that. But could I see him at like 16 and a half and 17 and like living there for a year? Yeah, I could absolutely see that. I don't know why he, maybe it's what James has said. Maybe it is the acquisition of DeMar DeRozan. Maybe it's the loss of De'Aaron Fox. Maybe it's the acquisition of Zach LaVine. But here's the tough part, Hammer. Like, the Kings got, you know, extension situations to deal with. And, yo, like, DeMar is still here.
Yeah.
Zach is still here. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether Keegan likes this particular roster. But I mean, you've got a change in the head coach. Like, there are a lot of things that are similar to last year. So, sink or swim, dog. Like, you got to find a way to figure this out. Like, if all of those issues Hammer just laid out are, in fact, the issues, you've got to figure it out. And if you're going to be what you were – you're going to have to be a more consistent version of what you were. Don't give me a week of scoring 19 and 20, you know, three, four times, you know, a week, and then the next week it's seven. Like, don't do the KC. That's why we have averages thing. Like, no, just do that. Like, on it. DeMar is, for all of his shortcomings, for all of the reasons that he might not fit with the Sacramento Kings, he is as consistent as it gets from year to year in his career, from game to game within a season. If Keegan gives me that 13-14 at that, I think the Sacramento Kings will be in great shape. He just doesn't. Hasn't. So
yeah, and I'd also say, like, how many times do we see him, like, go crazy in the first half and get one shot the second half? Like, either
is that
the Kings' offense? Well, that's a question. Either his teammates don't respect him, the other team overly respects him and shifts all their weight onto him, the coaching staff doesn't put him in a position to succeed, or he just doesn't, he's not aggressive enough. But I don't think it's one of those things. It's all of them. And that's where the Kings have to work harder to get him more opportunities, because, again, he's the only, like, frontline starter that you have that's under the age of 25 or 26. Like, they don't have another frontline starter that's young. You should be putting a lot of eggs into this basket. Like you talked about earlier, like we were discussing on the insights, what if you trade for Kuminga? What if the Kings trade for Kuminga right now, but it's Malik Monk for Kuminga? Like, who's your starter? Who are your starting forwards?
I don't know. Like, it would all
depend.
That's
exactly what I keep getting. But, I keep getting chirp, chirp.
Well, it who's involved in the trade, right? Like, who, that's a big part of how this is constructed.
Let's say it's Monk.
Who's better right now, Keegan Murray or Jonathan Kuminga? Who's a better player?
In my book,
probably Keegan
question.
Murray.
Without any question, Keegan.
That's not what I said.
No, that's what I said.
I said it's probably
Keegan Murray. I said that. Yeah.
I don't even know what Jonathan Kuminga fully is as a player, but I'm tantalized by it.
Well, of course you are, but the idea would be to start
the unknown is
a
very
22-year-old,
yeah,
right? It would be to start a 22-year-old and a 25-year-old, and then, you know, the next question is who gets to tell DeMar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, if that's a player that they're hunting – and they're sitting here, we keep hearing it.
Do you think that's Kuminga's real? Like, is that like, obviously it's real. I don't want to question the people who are reporting this. Is that an intense search by Sacramento? Or an intense, not search, an intense discussion with Sacramento?
It would just take so much. It would be so complicated because of the base year compensation and the fact that the Kings don't have any room between the luxury tax and where they currently sit. That's why, again, like if you would have traded Monk for Schroeder, you would have been like roughly like $23 million under the luxury tax.
Yeah.
So if you did make a trade, let's say you traded like Jonas Valanciunas and Devin Carter and a first round pick or something for Kuminga, you could have fit Kuminga without going into the luxury tax or into the apron and all that stuff.
See,
it's
that's
complicated.
That's the frustrating thing with the Valanciunas is I thought and that's why I just can't get over it. Like, I don't think the Warriors are interested in Sacramento is because if they did, I thought they need a center. Valanciunas makes a ton of, unless they're trying to make a play for DeMar DeRozan and add 45 more, DeMar DeRozan, DeMontis Sabonis and add 45 more million to their deal. I don't imagine Domas and Draymond going really well, but like Valanciunas made a lot of sense to me. Yeah. And so when the Valanciunas thing happened, it was like, well, all right. So they're out on Kuminga, and I guess this is somehow tied to sign Dennis Schroeder. So the Detroit thing must be off. So this is it.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Drew Eubanks. Sounds like a game show host.
I think it was Bob Eubanks, but yeah.
Is that who it was, Bob Eubanks?
It was the Newlywed Game.
Is that
right?
What it was?
I used to love that show.
Well, that's why Drew Eubanks sounds like a game show host, because Bob Eubanks was.
Yep.
Who hosted? Yep. Oh, it was Chuck Woolery. I was trying to figure out who hosted Love Connection.
Oh, yeah, that was...
No, Chuck Woolery.
Have you watched Love Island?
No, I can't.
Why? James, come on. Sit down with Mrs. Ham and some popcorn and watch an episode of Love Island.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I can do it.
It's a little wild.
It's wild, right?
There's often like, there are moments where I'm like, what am I doing?
Yes.
What am I doing? Then I realize, I'm just sitting here watching Love Island with the rest
watch
of
TV. Just
with the rest of America. Just watching Love
just
Island.
Just watching entertainment. That's all it is.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, look, I we're not done here, I don't think. No. You know, but look, the Kings definitely have work to do. Or unless they don't, and they just think they're going to go into this season and win however many games they win, and it is what it is, and they get 1 year closer to some of these contracts being off the books. And so, maybe that's what this is about.
So let me ask both of you guys this question. Would you guys, and I'll ask the people too, would you guys want Scott Perry in this front office to do something just to do it? Because I only ask that because there doesn't seem like there's a lot that can be done right now. The league is the league. Everybody's scared to death, like we've talked about. Like, would it just make you feel better? Getting Kuminga is almost like, let's just do something to show our aggressiveness. Like,
I don't think anyone
doesn't really work, right?
I don't think front offices pay, well, with the exception of one very notable one, I don't think front offices pay a lick of attention to what a fan base thinks.
No, I agree with you. But I'm just saying, like, if they were to do that, just if they had the same mindset, mm-hmm. we can't just be here and not do anything. Let's do something. Like, would that be beneficial?
To answer your question, no. Mm-hmm. But I also don't think they think that. Like, they don't. Look, we can't move. Like, if they do. We got the wrong front office. Like, you've got to be strategic.
It's the same thing we said about Monty and Wes. We're not asking you to do something just to do something. We're asking you to do something because your team's not good enough.
Well, sometimes we were asking them to do something. Like,
just
prove you're alive.
But
it's like you have problems. Your team's not good enough. You don't have X, Y, and Z.
But
like, get those pieces.
The point is, what is there to do? The best damn point guard free agent was Dennis Schroeder. What is there to do?
I don't know, but Monty and Wes should be brought up on charges for what they did after Beam Team 1.
That's facts. If somebody can tell me, like, nah, this is the free agent move to make, I'm listening. But, like, Saric going to improve the team? Holding on to Valanciunas is going to improve the team?
I don't know.
I don't think there's a lot of moves to be made. That's kind of right now.
Are the Sacramento Kings better right now today than the day that they got blown out at home by the Dallas Mavericks?
Yes.
Radio audience, Hammer has a shocked look on his face.
They're a better team. How much better? I don't know. It could be one game.
Maybe.
They got a point guard.
Okay, yeah, but Here's going to be the point that I'm going to keep going back to. It's not that they lack talent. It's that they don't fit. And they still don't fit. So, like, can they win one or two more games? Sure. They could also lose five more games. Like, that's where you're at. Like, you added another player who, you know, might fit. But do you still have players that don't fit together on this roster? And so that's where you're going to come back to. You know, I saw someone a few minutes ago. Oh, you got to get Sabonis to defend the rim. No, you have to get a rim protector.
Yeah, like the kid DeMontis from Stanford.
DeMontis Sabonis can't go get longer arms in the offseason. Like, you know, there are certain things that you can ask a player to do, and there are certain things you can't. You can't go out and find a guy who shoots 27% from three at the college level and shoots 55% from the free throw line and try to turn him into a 3-and-D guy. That's like a fool's errand. So, like, there are certain things that players can do and they can't do to get better. And, like, you can only maximize somebody's, like, what their skill set is to a certain degree.
Hell, they might be better prepared with the full coaching staff.
That's true.
If Johnny Cochran was here, he'd say, if it doesn't fit, You must amnesty.
You must acquit.
You must amnesty. I wish the amnesty clause still existed.
I'm telling you, every 5 years, man, I need to just bring it back.
Bring it back.
Yes.
If it doesn't fit, you must amnesty.
Man. And then we would really get to see if Vivek Ranadive is cheap.
Here's the real question, James. If you could amnesty someone on this roster, who would it be?
Oh, that ain't no question for James. We know is what it is.
For sure?
Yeah, for sure it'd be Zach LaVine. Oh, I'd have a tough conversation with myself about who I'd amnesty.
Who would it be?
Who would it be?
It would be DeMar.
That's what I thought.
Why would you amnesty DeMar?
He hates DeMar DeRozan. That's why.
That is exhibit A as to hating DeMar. He makes like the fourth less,
$25 million.
Keegan signs his money. He's going to be fourth contract-wise. Why would you amnesty? That's like amnestying Jerome James or Jerome Williams.
Poor Jerome Williams. Ain't bothering nobody. We brought his name up twice in the last 2 days.
Jerome Williams.
He was the first player ever amnesty. It was Jerome Williams.
Really? Junkyard Dog?
Yeah.
I met him in Toronto waiting outside with fans for the finals up there. He's like, hey.
He seemed like a great guy.
When did you tell Jacques Vaughn you're not going to take that from him?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah. He was coaching Utah. We can probably go back. Oh, no. He was coaching Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he smarted off. Yeah. I think I had a light, I don't know, it was like a fuchsia tie. He's like, oh, I didn't know like media wears, we're allowed to wear purple ties to support their team. And I just said, yeah, no, I did it because you played for the Utah Jazz forever. And like whatever.
Jacques Vaughn.
Yeah, I popped right back off.
You'd want to amnesty.
A long time ago.
Casey wants to amnesty Domas so bad.
Hey, no, it would be, I would have to sit down and think about Domas or Zach. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but Zach, look, Zach is still going to go out there and, like, you can get frustrated with him and he's not a great defensive player and stuff like that, but he's still, like, a year from now, you might be able to move him. And I guess you could say the same about DeMar, too, right now. But if you were trying to improve today, like, I would have a tough time just because I think you could move off of that contract and actually open up some space to go get something, get a player that might help you.
Kings.
Like if you could move one of those contracts, you'd have enough to like use $16.8 million of a Kevin Huerter trade exception and throw in a first round pick and get a really good player from somebody.
When does that exception expire?
February.
It's a year from.
Although I wouldn't be shocked if the Kings use it in the Dennis Schroeder trade.
Like, but if it's not a trade actually, yet, right?
Well, no, it's not a trade yet. But if they use that in a sign-in trade, then it would reset the date on the actual value of the trade exception. Mm. It would drop down a little bit. I actually think there's a possibility they could have created another trade exception in the Jonas Valanciunas trade as well. Hmm. Because I think Denver, the only thing they had was a mid-level exception, and the Kings had the Chris Duarte exception that Saric would fit into. And I think they traded basically a player for a player in exceptions. And that's how they accomplished that. And so when you do that, you send out a $10.4 million player and you don't take anything back, it creates a trade exception. And so there's a possibility they could actually create another trade exception there. They last for a year from their date.
Literally just give me a headache.
Hey.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Before we go, I got a text message for you to chill out on Fox. Where do you think it came from?
Someone is texting you, Mrs. Fox, Mama Fox. Nah, man, don't do that.
She said, say it on air. She had an LOL.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No.
She had an LOL with it.
Shout out Mama Fox for always being there. We love you eternally. I'm going to tell you, here's a shoot. You want to shoot Mama Fox? You're my favorite. You are my favorite. By far. Love you to no end. Oh, man. Good luck. Good luck in San Antonio with the contract extension.
That's it.
All right. Well, day three just quietly comes to an end. Well, I mean, it's an end for us.
Shams is on fraud watch.
Oh, come on. James said Sunday, though. James said might be some work on Sunday.
Yeah, so the new league year starts Sunday or it starts Monday?
No, the new league year started July 1st, but the moratorium lifts on July 6th.
Oh, my mistake. So, and then that's when everything we've read about, been tweeted about, that's when it becomes final. Okay.
Yeah. And that's why, you don't have the team, giving a thumbs up that they actually acquired this player for signed this player for this amount of money. Because the trade's not done. The signing's not done until it's done. Until it's official on the 6th.
Scam Sharania. Man.
Did you see everybody earlier fell for the fake Mike Breen retirement?
Yeah, I saw some. I didn't see it. I saw people fell for it.
Ramona and Mark Spears, they all fell for it.
Oh, come on,
guys. We have to go. Jesse's making us end our show. The Insiders begins tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos agantes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.